It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. We just talked about the girls' game, since Troy ending a 28-game winning streak in the Lady Eagles, winning 58-58. We'll talk about a couple more recaps around in a little bit, but let's get started with our pregame here. Silver Lake boys taking on the Centralia boys. These teams not ranked, but let me tell you, we got two good teams here. Silver Lake Eagles right now 2-0 on the season, 2-0 in Big East play. 2-0 at home. Centralia Panthers right now 0-1 at home, 0-1 on the away, 0-2 overall. But again, they have only been playing a Big East opponent, losing the Omaha Central 49-19 and St. Mary's Bears 50-38. A lot of big level play from both of these sides. And right now, Centralia Panthers on the season being outscored 99-7 by their opponents. Silver Lake outscoring their opponents 126-102. It's a 24-point differential right there. With them, this team has just been absolutely incredible on the season. They have dominated all the games up to this point so far. But again, talking about these teams, going from the starting lineup, going from top to bottom here, starting with the Silver Lake Eagles, coached by Shannon Krueger, who, by the way, is the nephew of Lon Krueger, the head coach of the K-State Wildcats back in the late 90s. He also has his nephew on the team, the great-nephew, it would be, and Camden Krueger, the sophomore, sitting 6'1". Let's talk about the starting lineup. Dane Johnson, the junior, sitting 6'3", 25 points per game. Brody Dye, number 5, who's averaging 18 points per game. J.P. Whitehead, number 12, the senior, 5'9". Eamon Kaufman, number 25, who's averaging 4 points a game and 2 rebounds. Brandon Strothbaugh, number 34, who's averaging 1.5 rebounds per game, but he's had no points yet on the season. For the Centralia Panthers, starting night, Jacob Flinty, the 6'1", senior. Ben Haverkamp, the 6'1" senior as well, number 20. Tyler Jones, the 6' junior. Henry Heidemann, the 6'4" senior, number 22. And Aiden Talley, who's right now averaging 5 points a game, 10 points on the area, 10 points all against St. Mary's, number 34. Now we get started here. Jumping Henry Heidemann, the 6'4" senior for the Panthers. And on the left side here on the jump is Dane Johnson for the Eagles. It is won by the Eagles. We might have an early jump ball in here. Nope. The Eagles will collect. Snyder up at the far side, now brought back up the top to Whitehead. Whitehead keeping on his left hand, pressure early against Tyler Jones. Right now, it looks like to be a zone pickup from the Centralia Panthers. Now trapping on the down low quarter, up to the top here is Brody Dider. Dider passing it off to the left side to Whitehead. Whitehead, that low quarter. Johnson, Johnson, the drive in and finesse with the right hand. Jane Johnson for 2. Again, he had 28 points against Holton on Tuesday. He went 11 of 14 from the free throw line. Near side here, to Haverkamp, now the far side to Flinty. Inside, drive, the spin, trying to go in, off the rebound. Driving down the court, Kaufman. Kaufman, near side here, the pass off to Johnson. Johnson stuck in the corner. Now passing up, he has to skip it to his teammate. To Dider, and there will be a foul against the Panthers. Foul on the floor against the Panthers, their first of the game here in the first quarter. Tyler Jones, 6:55 left to go here. A minute in, and nearly getting a 4-point lead to start, but just missing. Ball goes out of bounds. They'll say Eagles ball. They're up 2-0 right now. Ball knocked out of bounds by the paws of a Panther. Brody Dider. 5'11" senior, averaging nearly 18 points a game, has the put in here. He sets up a nice floater over the top for Dane Johnson. That is a 2-1, 1-2 pack-a-punch combo right there. Alley-oop action. Near side pass off. Haverkamp into Aiden Talley. Talley driving against the pressure. Goes up the top of the wide of the backboard. It goes in for 2. Ben Haverkamp. Aiden Talley. Far side of the wing, driving on the down low. Back up to the top. Whitehead. Whitehead passing it off to Dieter. Dieter, bounce passing, takes a double skip like a rock on the ground. Back up to Dieter. Dieter, pump faking the throw. Now passes off to the right side. Back up to Whitehead. Whitehead, over the head, skip pass, near side corner. Johnson, Dane Johnson, getting out to Coffin. Coffin off the rim, makes his own rebound, floats it inside, tries to get it down low, and a nice shot underneath by Dieter. In for two. And the Eagles will call a timeout. Up 6-2, up 5-4. 5-2 left to go in the first quarter. We're back here. 92.1 KMZ in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And this is Quinton Proppit, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, and KMZ 92.1. You're dialed into right now. Working left to right of the dial right now is the Panthers going against that full court press right now. Plenty losing the ball, winning it on the steal down the court. Coffin swung away. That's a foul. That will allow Coffin to go up and shoot two. What a nice move for the steal there. The Eagles up 6-2 after that timeout that they called themselves. 5:38 left to go here in the first quarter. First shot up, first shot in for Kaufman. A 6'3" senior. Amon Kaufman. 2-for-2 up at the free throw line. He's averaging 4 points a game. He's got 8 points on the season. Now he's got 10. 8-2, 6-point lead now extended here. 5:23 left to go here in the first quarter. Plenty gets past half court now. Left side, turns the ball right back over. Down the court quickly with a little finesse, but loses the ball. Rebound and in. Nice little recovery there by Strasbaugh. Dane Johnson didn't use the backboard on his little finesse there. Excuse me, his Dieter didn't use the backboard on the finesse. It got recovered by the Panthers. Excuse me, by Silver Lakes, by Ross Bonney went in for two. We're back in 30 seconds. Another timeout has been called. Up by 8, 10-5. 10-2 with 5:22 left to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Kansaland Radio, your classic country station. What's better than a good old-fashioned country shootout here on 92.1 KMZ? It is 10-2 lead here for the Eagles. Early on, just 3 minutes almost into this game. In the first quarter, 5:21 left to go. Panthers getting disrupted here on the full court press. It's yet another steal. The Panthers with three turnovers in the first quarter. A near rebound that gets recollected by Johnson. Johnson up to the top side of the perimeter. Pump faking by Dieter. He goes in, goes up for the pull-up shot, and misses. Foul against the Eagles. Possession to the Panthers. To Flinty, but the Panthers have yet not responded to the full court press yet. They have had three turnovers so far. Now they finally get down the court into the game here. Haverkamp on the far side of the corner. Up top to Flinty. Flinty looking to his right now here. Picks it up into Tyler Jones. Jones, left-hand dribble. Drives inside. Goes on the underhand layup. Could not get it to go in. The last one to touch will be the Panthers. They're going to say it was Heidemann who touched it last. Not yet seeing Quinton Aldifer in this game. He is currently the leading scorer of this team with 17 points on the season, averaging 8.5 points per game. Far side, bounce pass off to Whitehead. Whitehead, faking left, going right with the dribble. Now an overhead, skip up to the top, now down low to the far side corner. Drive in, now pop right back out to the top to Dieter. Dieter left side here to Johnson. Johnson, he's trapped on a two-on-one, now back up to the top to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Dieter, to Johnson. Johnson, a little finesse, and goes up for two. Johnson, 6 points in the first quarter, 10-point lead, 12-2, 4:07 to go. Down the court quickly, faking Heidemann. Heidemann, rolling in for two! Showing off some moves. 12-4, 8-point lead here for the Eagles. Eagles picking up at a half-court press. Still in that zone, looking like a 2-3 zone. Trying to trap the corners and the wing guards. To the top of the wing, far side. Trying to look to drive is Whitehead. Whitehead out for the three-point shot. It's Kaufman! He cops up for three. He's now got 5 points on the game. Kaufman, who went 2-for-2 at the free throw line, was 1-for-1 at the, around the perimeter. Nice little alley-oop set up, and it's good for Tyler Jones. Nice little transition down the court to break the press and go in for two. Now just a 9-point game, 15-6, 3:13 to go. Working on the baseline. Kaufman inside. Dieter, and Dieter with a floater for two. We saw Dieter's freshman sister dominating that first game with 19 points. Here right now, the brother with four. Far side, Flenty, Flenty, the three off the back of the wide of the rim. Aiden Talley picks up the rebound. He'll pick up a foul. Does not get the and one, as could not utilize the middle of the backboard, just a little bit off to the left side. Did not go in. But Talley will be able to try to look to add a couple of tallies to the board. First shot up and first shot out. Aiden Talley, I've seen him really all year long. He's a multi-sport athlete. Seen him in age in baseball and football. Now here in basketball. Talley, set up for another shot here. Goes one of two. Talley, the leading scorer here of the Panthers tonight with 3 points. He had 10 points against St. Mary's on Tuesday. That only coming out of 50-38 loss for the Panthers. 17-7, 10-point lead. Foul on the down low against Ben Haverkamp. And again, not a very big depth chart here to work with for the Panthers. Here they put in Isaac Reinicke into the game. Looks like there's only set to be just two bench players, possibly to rotate and substitute in. Missed shot by Dieter, trying to go up with it. Kaufman, but it's finally rebounded by number 10, Reinicke. Reinicke has scored 4 points against St. Mary's, only points of the season. Up to the top to Flenty. Flenty looking inside here. Heidemann losing the ball. And they're going to say a foul against the Panthers. 10-point swing here for the lead, 17-7. We have seen no lead changes here tonight. There was none in the Panthers and Eagles game, in the girls game, with the Panthers holding the lead all the way until the 68-58 victory. And here the Eagles have held the lead for every second so far. 17-7, 10-point lead. Kaufman driving inside, pulling up! In front of the key, but he misses just before going out of bounds. It was touch last by the Eagles. Panthers with the possession here. Going back to that full court press. Plenty on the pass in from underneath the basket. 1:55 left to go here, the first quarter. It is 16-7. They have corrected the score from the scores table. Flenty going inside. Heidemann. Now Flenty, 3-point shot. Could not make it. Excuse me, that was Reinicke. rebounded down the court quickly. Johnson to Dieter nearly losing the ball, and they're going to get a foul against Plenty. And I mentioned a point was taken away by the Eagles, and the point will go right back. So it is 17-7. I wasn't sure where they were taking the point away from, but they gave it right back. Up to the free throw line is in double bonuses now. The Eagles, Brody Dieter, with 4 points on the game. Well, you can tally another one on. He's got five. Last season stats, Dieter, 12 points a game, 4 rebounds a game. He had 24 points against Holton. He went 3-3 up the free throw line. Tonight, 1-1. Now, 2-2. He's been 5-5 in his last two games. Dieter now with 6 points on the game, and the Eagles will now break free from the full court press. A chance to take advantage here for the Panthers. Near side to Jones. Jones to Tally. Tally working from the top side of the perimeter. Bounce passing it to Heidemann. Heidemann driving inside out to Jones. Jones driving in left hand, throwing it up, and a foul against the Eagles. It'd be in my best observation here that it looks like the best player for the Panthers is not active tonight. Quinton Alda for the sophomore. He had 10 points against St. Mary's. Last season he led the team with 8 points a game. This season he's nearly got 9. Fortunately, the young star sophomore is out of this game. Jacob Plenty, the 6'1" senior. Passing in the top of the wing to Reinicke. Reinicke behind the back pass on the handoff to Plenty. Plenty calling for a screen. He gets it. Goes off to the right side. Loses the ball, but before going out of bounds, he picks up in the corner. Goes to Reinicke. Reinicke fighting underneath. Reverse layup. Misses. Rebound by Johnson. And a foul against the Panthers. Eagles with no turnovers on the game unofficially here. Panthers with 3. 19-7. 12-point lead here for the Eagles. First shot up and first shot in. Up to the line here. DeAndre Rizzano, the 6'2" senior. He had 4 points against Holton. It is a 20-7 game. Rizzano. Knock it in both. 21-7. 14-point lead now. 1:04 to go here in the first quarter. Tyler Jones with it. Jones left-hand dribble and drive down left to Broadway, trying for the underneath layup and drawing the foul. And he will against the Eagles. Tyler Jones, the junior, will now head up to the free throw line. He's already got 2 points tonight. He went 0-2 from the free throw line against St. Mary's. Trying to get first free throw shot up and in this week. And he will. He sinks that one right into the net. Tyler Jones now with 3 points on the game. Try it for 4. 1-for-1 right now. I turn the page from the whole to St. Mary's performance. St. Mary's on Tuesday for Tyler Jones. Silver Lake, they played Holton on Tuesday. The first shot went up and in. The second shot did not count for Jones, so we're down only 3 points on the game. Here with it, Whitehead. 46 seconds to work with, up 21-8. Dieter pulls up another fadeaway inside and could not get that one to go in. But Dane makes the rebound, Dane Johnson, and not only does he make the rebound, he also clicks for the foul to go up and shoot two. Jared Johnson isn't playing today. He's a big-time player for Silver Lake Eagles. He's a 6'2" senior who averages 16 points per game and 4 rebounds per game. Of course, that's just the season stats, as unfortunately he was hurt with an ankle injury, did not play Tuesday against Holton, and will not play today. Most likely trying to sit and get healthy before the turn of the winter break. Near side here, Jones. Jones working it down the court. Plenty holding it, firing right back with his right hand to Jones. Jones on the near side of the wing loses the ball. Johnson also went 2 of 2 at the free throw line, now with 8 points on the game and 4 rebounds. Tyler Jones, he had the last trip up to the free throw line for the Panthers, and he'll take another trip up there. Down 23-8. Jones misses the first. See if he can nail the second. His first time up, he made the first, but unfortunately a player on the inside made a step in before the shot went up. I think it'd go off the board. Second one up, and it misses. 0 for 2 for the free throw line on that attempt. 1 for 4 on the game. Rebound was from Mazzano. His first in the game. Whitehead down the court, right-hand dribble. Going to his left. Left-hand dribble. Now a pass off to Johnson, to Dieter. Dieter now back up to Johnson at the top of the key. Drives inside the right side of the lane, and he pulls up for 2 off the low block. Johnson now with 10 points in the first quarter alone. He's averaging 25 points a game. Well, he is nearly over a third of the way there. 25-8, that will be the conclusion of the first quarter. We're back in a minute here on 92.1 KZ, the Eagles with the lead.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZ. Crit and Profit off to my left. Troy Profit and Kirk Kilden back in studio. It's 25-8 year. At the start of the second quarter, the Panthers with the ball, but they're down right now in this game by 17 points. And a block! A good turnover there from Rizzano. Now 4 turnovers officially on the game, and another, the first turnover of the game for the Eagles. Down the court, trying for the layup, and he gets it! Ben Haverkamp, his first 2 points of the game. 25-10, now a 15-point game. 7:30 to go here in the second quarter. We'll dump off on the run here. To Kaufman. Kaufman loses the ball out of bounds. Is knocked out from a Panther paw. Throwing it in. Kaufman. Kaufman to Dieter. Dieter driving inside the key. Kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson up to the top. Swings it on the inside from the right hand. Nearly losing the ball. Is Hunter Rooks on the game. But he finds Rizzano underneath the basket. And he's fighting through 4 guys. He gets out of there. And gets it back to Johnson. Johnson fights through the pressure on the low. And he'll go up and shoot 2. A foul against Jacob Plenty. Silver Lake, again, they had a big game against Holton. Big time, dominant win against them, 67-50. They hit 19 of 26 free throws against Holton. They forced a total of 20 turnovers. Last year was the first winning season in over 4 straight losing seasons for the Silver Lake Eagles. So a lot of that you credit there to Shannon Kruger on really helping this team turn around. Johnson up at the free throw line, nailed 2 of 2 once again, now with 12 points on the game. Tyler Jones down the court here and a foul against the Eagles. That is their first foul of the quarter as well. Foul counts resetting for both teams. Dwayne Johnson with 12 points here in this first quarter already with 4 rebounds. Dane Johnson. Well, you might as well call him Dwayne as he is right now built like a rock is underneath. He is just absolutely incredible. Here, shooting a three-point shot, nearly making it before it switches out of the money bowl, and a foul against the Eagles. Again, like I was saying, Dane Johnson nearly averaging a double-double in each of his games. 25 points per game and 8 rebounds per game. Jacob Plenty, the 6'1" senior here to throw it back in for the Panthers after the foul, the second foul of the quarter against the Eagles. 17-point lead, retracts back up in it here. 27-10. Right now, the referee on the near side of the Silver Lake Eagles bench is wiping off the basketball. Not sure what got on it, but it's just a little bit wet. Making sure it's all spick and span for the court use. Plenty to throw into Jones. Jones skips out to Haverkamp on the drive inside. Now trying to go for an easy pull-up or two is Heidemann. And Heidemann makes it sink. Now back to a 15-point game, 27-12. The drive inside, Dider going on the low. He's stuck underneath, firing out, and Johnson. Dider goes in for two. Down the court here, Plenty, driving in, pulls up for two. Could not get that one to go, and then Johnson makes another rebound. He's now got 5 rebounds on the game. Reverse layup for Dider. And what an incredible play there. He's now got 10 points on the game. He nearly averages 18. He spun around, reversed it. Here a floating layup from Jones underneath. Could not go in. Now I'm a little confused because Heidemann did land a layup, but they did not count it earlier. Not sure as to why, but it's a 20-point lead here for the Eagles, 31-10. 5:47 to go here in the first half. First shot from Jones is up and no good. Jones using that right foot to step back up to the free throw line, taking a couple of dribbles. Goes up and goes in. Jones. Now, 2 of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Overtime pass in here in the game. Gritty Bergman. Bergman trying to get his first points of the game with a layup attempt on the near side. Fighting through the pressure, it gets knocked out of bounds. 20-point lead here, 31-11, 5:37 to go. Eagles have led all the way up to this point. Driving inside is Johnson. Johnson using the wide of the backboard. And now he's got 14 points on the game and 5 rebounds. Back to a 22-point game. Largest lead of the night here for the Eagles. Down the court and a turnover, the 5th of the game for Centralia. Johnson back with it to Bergman. Left side here, Whitehead on the low of the wing. He'll dribble back up to the top near the teeth of the Panthers logo. And now to Johnson, he gives it to Dider. Dider bounce passing inside Bergman. He loses it. And a foul will be called against the Panthers. 5 minutes to go in the first half. First quarter. That one ended 25-8. So far, 3 minutes into the second quarter, the Panthers have only made out 3 points. And the Eagles have made 8. Inside Dider. Dider pulling up inside the box. And he goes in for 2. He has been electric inside. The paint from the painter. Going down the court quickly. Trying to respond for a layup. Reinicke, he's got his first 2 points on the game. He had 4 points against the Bears on Tuesday. Now back to a 22-point game. With it, Johnson. Johnson, 3-point shot up and off the rim from Whitehead. Rebounded by Dider. Dider with the first rebound of the game. 3-point shot up and into the money bowl. Cash it in. Dane Johnson with his first 3 of the game. And now he's got 17 points already here in the first half. Panthers call a timeout. It's 38-13, the biggest lead of the game for the Eagles. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Krennan Prophet, Troy Prophet off to my left, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. It is 38-13. It is a 25-point lead here for the Silver Lake Eagles, a team that is looking to try to go 3-0 to start their season. Again, they had their first winning season last year in over 4 years, with their first-year head coach, Shannon Krueger, and who's now in his second year, and he has already turned the page to this program in many ways needed. Trying to keep out to the near side to Haverkamp. Up to the top now, Flinty. Flinty looking for the drive inside to Haverkamp. Haverkamp pulling up on the long two inside the wing, and he's got it good. That's his first official point on the game. 38-15. Now only up by 23 points. Passing up to the top right. Bergman. Out to the top of the far side wing to Whitehead. Whitehead, the left-hand dribble. Keeping it strong here. Hand off behind the back to Joel Miller, who's now in the game. Hand off back to Johnson. Johnson finding Whitehead. Whitehead on the baseline. Kicks it out. Bergman inside. Back out to Johnson. Johnson, the three. Just out of the money bowl. And Flinty picks it up for a rebound. Flinty, his first of the game unofficially here. Haverkamp back to Flinty, skipping around from wing to wing. Up to the right, to Reinicke. Reinicke, Sally to Haverkamp. Haverkamp bounce passing Flinty. Left wing to right wing, back to the left wing. And nearly the ball getting lost in the far side corner before a foul is called against the Eagles. Underneath the basket. Substitutions getting prepared here for the first time tonight. Camden Krueger, he is the great nephew of Lon Krueger, Wildcats head coach back from the 90s, the son of Shannon Krueger, head coach of the Silver Lake Eagles. Camden Krueger, 2 rebounds per game on the season. He's a 6'1" sophomore right now. He has not had any points yet this year. On the throw in for the Centralia Panthers, Ben Haverkamp down by 23 points, 38-15. Backwards swung to Reinicke. Now Tally. Tally with the three. Couldn't get it to go in. Rebound by Kaufman. Kaufman controlling the ball, stopping, aiming it down the court. 3-point shot by Whitehead. Up and out. Rebound quickly by Haverkamp. He's down the court with the momentum of the ball. Now Tally up in the game for the first time now. Osterhaus lost to Osterhaus. Number 15 for the Panthers coming in. Again, number 2, Quentin Alder for the sophomore. Not playing tonight, not sure of his inactivity tonight, of the reason. But he will not be coming out to the floor. Here, pulling up for a short 2, missing and rebounding is Haverkamp. Getting down the court, Haverkamp, back-to-back rebounds down here, down the floor, pulls up with the 3-point shot, uses the back of the rim, and unfortunately does not go in for it. Whitehead with the rebound, down the court now. The swing on the baseline, and that's going to be a steal. Another turnover against the Eagles. They got now 2 on the game unofficially here. 23-point lead, 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. Driving inside, kicking it out to Osterhaus. Now to the top of the post. Just tossing it out to Tally. Tally, inside drive on the wing. Osterhaus in the corner. Corner going up top into the low side of the low block, near side to Heidemann. And on the close side of the block, Heidemann will be fouled. He's got 2 points on the game, looking for 2 more points. Heidemann, he got his first 2 points on the season in this game, and now he might just search for his third, possibly also a fourth. Heidemann, first shot up from the free throw line this season, goes up and goes out. Heidemann starting this game 0 for 1. Couple of substitutions for both teams. Brody Dider coming back in. Number 25, Eamon Coffin, steps off into the bench for the Eagles. Second free throw shot up and out, going over 2 at the free throw line was Heidemann. Down the court with the rebound and the layup, Brody Dider. He is already having himself a game. 14 points, 2 rebounds. Haverkamp, plenty. Back to Haverkamp. Osterhaus, overhead shot for the three-pointer. And he sticks it. Back to a 22-point game. 40-18, pulling up. It is Dider again. He is dominated. Call him Dider the Dominator when he's inside the paint, because he has done nothing but dominate around the blocks tonight. 42-18. Now back to a 24-point game here for the Eagles as they lead. Foul against the Eagles. That will resend Henry Heidemann, the 6'4" senior, back up to the free throw line, who just went 0-for-2. See if he can break that stretch. First shot up. And the first shot does go in, so he is now 1 of 3 on the game. Back to a 23-point game, 42-19, trying to draw to a 22-1. Heidemann, 1 for 3 at the free throw line. This time he goes 2 for 2. So a quick little adaption there, his last trip up, he went 0 for 2, he says, let me book one more ticket up to the charity line. This time I won't fail, and he doesn't. He goes 2 for 2. 42-20. 45 seconds left here in the second quarter. Time to back pass off to Johnson. Johnson to Kruger. Kruger to Dider. Dider to Johnson. Johnson from inside the right of the key, going down the right of Broadway and using the backboard for points. Dane Johnson. 24 seconds left here of the first half. It is a 44-20 game. The Eagles lead. Flinty pump faking, driving right side of the right lane. And Haverkamp drives inside and is going to get an and one. Excuse me, Heidemann. Henry Heidemann drawing the foul. And Heidemann has taken 3 straight trips up to the free throw line. Must just be his favorite holiday spot. And he misses. Still 6 points down in the game. And a foul from the Panthers will give the ball right back to the Eagles. That was the third foul of the quarter against the Panthers, and the second foul against Reinicke. Again, Panthers not able to get into a whole lot of foul trouble as they don't have a lot of depth to work with from their bench side. In the key, kicking out. Now the corner, Camden Kruger could not get the three-point shot to go in, but making a last-second rebound was Womack, and Womack could not go in to finish the quarter with what could have been an easy low-block shot. 22-point lead, 44-22. We got 10 minutes until the start of the second half. 2 more quarters, 16 minutes left to go. Don't go nowhere. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from net online at highlandcc.edu is up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, Atlanta, HighlandCC.edu. I made a mention earlier. I mentioned again, I just got done my first semester at Highland. Couldn't recommend it anymore. Again, half a shout out to Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at HighlandCC.edu for more information. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to give a whole lot of information about the rest of the scores around the area, so we'll quickly bring that in as we recap this real quick. Again, the first half ending 44-22, the Eagles with that lead, 19 points from Dane Johnson, Brody Deiter with also 16 points. He's done great. Kaufman with 5 and 4 rebounds, Rizzano with 2 points. He's had a great half. Overall, the team's been great. With Central Panthers lead, their leading scorer coming from Heideman. Heideman with 6 points on it. He's 2 of 6 up the free throw line. Haver Camp right now with 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jones, he's got 4 points on the game, with it. Tally, he's got 3. And Lawson Osterhaus He's got 3 points on a three-point shot. The only three-point shot that was actually made in that quarter, in that half, from the Panthers. The Panthers only made 1 3, 2 threes were made from the Eagles. It's really been just the underneath play as the Eagles are out-rebounding the Panthers 14-7 unofficially. Also right now, the Panthers at roughly about 5-7 turnovers, and the Eagles at about just 2-3 turnovers. At the free throw line, 10 of 10 is the Eagles, and 5 of 12 is unofficially the Panthers. Again, some updates from around the area. This one being 44-22, Eagles with the lead. Final score update from the girls: the Lady Eagles lost 68-58, which broke a 28 game losing streak. But again, some games around the area. Girls final: Riverside losing 56-21 to Troy. Barbara Wettstein with 32 points and 6 rebounds and just about 8 steals or possibly more. Boys halftime right now, Nemaha Central up 34 to Holton 20. Boys halftime, Bar Hill Mount Academy up 29-27. Boys halftime on right now, Kerr, 93.7. Atchison up 21 to Adora 15. Boys halftime, Rock Creek up against Sabetha, 24-14. I also should mention Riverside and Troy right now being covered on 103.9 KNZA. Most likely will send you to a simulcast after this boys game is over with, and you'll tune in to Brandon Tatman on 103.9, the Troy and Riverside boys game set to begin soon. Get a couple other updates from around the area going here for the girls' final, which ended in overtime. Nemaha Central girls continue a losing streak. They lose for 3 straight games. Now they lost 54-51 against Holton in overtime. Big time win. Adora girls, they won 55-20 over Atchison. Hiawatha won 42-37 over Mar Hill Mount Academy. Big time games on all the stations here tonight. Again, Atchison and Adora facing off on 93.7. Air Radio, as well as 103.9 KNZA. The Troy Trojans taking on the Riverside Cyclones. And, of course, you have all of our channel games, as well as I have just made a mention and talked about a couple of them as well. But we right now got the Silver Lake boys against the Centralia boys. It's 44-22. Panther is going to have to find a way to respond in the second half, trying to get to work on the down low. And, well, if you're the Eagles, just keep up the good old work. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes for the second half on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
It's the holiday season, and Heinen True Value on Main and Seneca is in the saving spirit. Keep your business local and take advantage of these holiday specials going on now through December 31st. Save 20% off all toys in stock only. Save 20% off all in-stock clothing. Save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock only. And if that wasn't enough, Heinen True Value is extending their 60th anniversary sales until the end of the year as well. Find that special gift for those loved ones of yours by shopping Heinen True Value on Main in Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back from our halftime show. Again, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. I'm Brendan Prophet, Ray Prophet off to my left, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. We're here at Centralia courtside, but we're in the Eagle nest in Eagle territory here, so that's why you're hearing a lot of Eagle calls in this second game on the night with the boys game. Again, it's a 44-22 game coming out of that first half. It was 25-8 coming out of the first quarter. The Eagles outscoring the Panthers 19-4 in the second quarter. Here with the 22-point lead, though, is the Eagles dominating the game. Dane Johnson, 19 points. Brody Dieter with 16. His sister had 19 points, a career game for just a freshman earlier on the night. Unfortunately for the Eagles, they did fall at a loss of 10 points, 68-58. In that game, that ended a 28-game winning streak. Here back with it, though, is the Panther boys. Down 22 points, starting the second half with a three-point shot. Haverkamp, that's his fifth point of the game, and what a way to start electric there. Now just back to a 19-point game. Under that 20 mark, here to work. Driving inside, pulling up Coffin off the rim, rebounded by Sally, and he was the last one to touch it. Unfortunately, he couldn't secure the rebound and went out of bounds. J.P. Whitehead, the senior, now with the ball, trying to throw it in here for the Eagles. Looking up high, goes down low, bounce passing to Dieter. Dieter up to the top here, driving from Coffin. On the low to Strasbaugh. It's now kicked back out to the perimeter. On the backside of his pivot, pulled around. Now Johnson with the ball, driving inside is Coffin. Just working around the perimeter here. Haven't got a shot up here in about 20 or so seconds. There wasn't shot clock at the start of the girls game, but they took it off after 2 minutes. Again, not sure 100% why, but it was removed. Not sure if they were not able to get it working properly, or regardless, they did remove it. Here, driving inside, Dieter misses the basket, and it's an easy rebound for Haverkamp. Down the court, Jones flips out to Flinty. Flinty looking inside and turns it over. That's another turnover, sixth of the game from the Panthers officially. And now an easy layup out of transition by Coffman. Now with 7 points on the game. He's hit a three. He's went super to the free throw line. Well, there he gets his first layup. Taking a two-step drive, left-hand finesse, and gets fouled is Tyler Jones, the six-foot junior from the Panthers. He had 2 points against the Bears on Tuesday. He's got 4 points here today. Averaging 2 points a game this season. Trying to increase that percentage. First shot up and first shot no good for Tyler Jones. Tyler Jones, he has taken 3 trips up the line tonight. He's went 1 of 2 each time. We'll see if he continues the trend. Second shot up and it's good. He has followed the same length every time. 1 of 2. He is now 3 of 6 on the game. It's now back to a 20-point game. Dieter kicking it out. Whitehead looking for the 3-point shot. Instead steps in, tries for the post-up shot, but it's blocked, and it's going to be a turnover. Third of the game for the Eagles. Plenty. Out to Jones. Jones, an open three, and just off the rim. Panthers missing wide-open shots, proving dividends here. Dieter pulling up and turns it over again with another block. Back-to-back blocks here. And turnovers for the Eagles. Haverkamp, long three. Off the rim and rebounded by Johnson. Johnson with 6 rebounds on the game and 19 points. Dieter, Whitehead, corner, flips out to the top. Johnson, the three. Everyone holding up their fingers on the bench, but it was missed. Dieter going in quickly, though. Dieter, 18 points on the game now. He's nearly got 20 points. And he's also bested his points per game total at 17.5. Hayden Camp, Heidemann, looking for the two, doesn't shoot it. Plenty looks for the three, fires, can't get it to roll in. Rebound underneath was by Coffman. But a foul was against the Eagles. Right now, teams and, the Falcons, the Panthers, they were substituting five guys out on the court for the Eagles as they have a 22-point lead. One of those guys with it has the ball, Hunter Rooks. Hunter Rooks out to Bergman, now underneath on the down low to Womack, and he will get called on a charge. So again, it is a five-man cleansing here where they replace the entire roster out on the court. The Eagles comfortable with their right now 22-point game lead. They send in a five set of substitutions. The Charlie Panthers looking to try to convert and connect here. Again, this Charlie Panthers team finished runner-up in Class 1A in football. So they've only had roughly 7 to 9 days of practice, and they've only had two games in that stretch, too. It hasn't been very much for the Panthers. 48-26, the score still. Ball goes out of bounds. Eagle with it underneath. Panthers with it underneath their own basket. Fuente up to the top, grabbing it and swinging it right back to Fuente. But now it'll go back up top, now to the left side of the corner. Reinicke, Jones outside the perimeter. Driving inside, kicking back out to Reinicke. Reinicke had a screen set for him, could not get it to go in. And now Heidemann has it in the far side wing. Now to Talley. Talley is fouled. He's going to get pushed on the low block. Eagles with the foul. Working right through your dials. Charlie Panthers are under their own offensive basket. It was the third foul of the game against Freddie Bergman. Driving on the baseline, kicking it out. Looking up to the top to Reinicke. Reinicke, the drive inside with the left hand. Working the baseline. Had an open way to go up with it, instead chose to kick it out. Now Flency, just off the left foot of the key, flips it to Haverkamp, and Haverkamp sinks. They're going to say it was a two. A long two was earned. Or just a foot inside the far out perimeter. Inside dump off here to Womack. Womack on the baseline is fouled. They're going to get him here. Up to the free throw line is a shot foul committed against the Panthers. It's the third foul of the quarter. Four fouls against the Eagles. Third foul of the game also against Heidemann. You definitely don't want to get in too much foul trouble here if you're the Panthers. Again, not a very deep bench for them to work with. With Quinton Alifer out for today. Drew Womack, the 6 foot junior, up at the free throw line. Sinks his first shot and sinks the second. Womack, 2 of 2. It's now a 49-28 game. A 21-point lead here for the Eagles. Back up with it. Getting some of their starters back there on the floor with both Johnson and Dider coming back in. Full court press, broken. Jacob Flunney, trapped. Finds Heidemann. Heidemann drives inside, spins around, and he's going to get called on a charge. Nice stop drawing it by DeAndre Rizzano, the 6'2" senior. Had 4 points against Holton on Tuesday. He's got 2 points here tonight from the free throw line. Heidemann steps out of this game here for the Panthers. Quick substitution for him. Again, Heidemann with 3 fouls on it. 15 Lawson Osterhaus steps into the game. Also have Centralia coverage on next Friday against Valley Heights. He'll also be here at home at Centralia. It'll also be the opening TVO game for the Panthers. The Panthers can finally get back into their own league for a change. And Talley rebound underneath the basket, driving down the court, 3:19 left to go. Reinicke, far side of the corner, bounce pass Osterhaus, now up to Haverkamp. Haverkamp keeping it high, overhead pass, veering into the left side of the corner, now it's up inside to Talley. Talley using the backboard, could not get that to go in, and a rebound by Johnson. Down the court, thinking for the three is Whitehead. Now on the near side, Bergman back out to Whitehead. Whitehead, open three off the rim, and the ball is being fought for. Reinicke picks up the rebound, his second of the game. Dribbling here on the left side with his left hand, gets it out to Haverkamp before Haverkamp is fouled by number five, Brody Dider. That is his first foul of the game. Five fouls here now against the Eagles. That puts the Panthers up on double bonus. Haverkamp. First free throw shot. First free throw shot and in. Also, be sure on your way from the games, you can catch all the area scores, highlights, and stats and recaps with the local Community National Bank High Score Scoreboard Show with Jake and Bond. That's presented by GN Banks. The Community National Bank. We have the Friday Fever show during the football season. We don't have it here during the basketball season. 49-30. Losing the ball, the turnover. Down the court quickly here, and a nice finesse layup in is Haverkamp. And a timeout taken by the Panthers. Down 49-32. Panthers going on a little bit of a scoring streak here. We'll return in 30 seconds here on 2.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
49-32. We're back in it here. Still in the third quarter. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in it. It's now just a 17-point game for the Panthers to try to overcome. Outscoring the Eagles here in the third quarter is just what you need and just what the chef has ordered up here for the Panthers. Panthers still just need to get aggressive on the down low. Again, it hurts that the leading scorer here, the Panthers team, is out for today, the sophomore Quinton Oliver. But for the Silver Lake Eagles, they can make that same argument with one of their best players, and Jared Johnson also being out for this game. He's a big-time scorer. Top of the key, the drive inside, Johnson. They're going to foul him. It won't be a shot foul, though. It got him at the top of the post. 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. Be sure to stay tuned also after this game for our post-game show brought to you by Beathers Real Estate and the player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. We'll also make sure to give a couple of aerial scores while we're here as well. Up at the free throw line, Johnson, he made his first one. He misses his second. Johnson, that's his first point of the third quarter. He's now got 20 points officially on the game, just 5 points away from his points per game average. Low pass off to Sally, and Sally is fouled underneath. Now an 18-point game for the Panthers to try to overcome. They got beat by 30 points last Friday, 49-19 to Nemaha Central, the Thunder. Nemaha Central, Silver Lake, that's going to be one incredible game later on in the season. Between both boys and girls. Tally. Air balls the free throw shot by a couple feet. And Tally's last time up one of two. See if he can at least replicate. This time it goes in. He goes one for two a second time. Now just down by 17 once again. Driving upside. Now to Whitehead up to the top. Left to right hand dribble. Passes off the left side of the wing. Back up to the right side of the wing. Running around the perimeter, trying to get an open target. Skip to the far side to Dider. Dider to Whitehead up top. Back to Dider on the low of the wing. Inside, quick pinball around to Johnson. Now it's up for Miller. Miller, three-point shot. He could not get it to go in. Dider makes the rebound. He could make it to go in. And Haverkamp makes the final defensive rebound. So he gets the possession here for the Panthers. Toss around 3-point shot off the rim and into the hands and recollected from Whitehead. Down the court, Dider, Johnson, open by a mile, and he sinks it. Johnson now with 23 points on the game. Now it's back to a 20-point game. 53-33 with a minute and 2 seconds left to go to the third quarter. A drive inside, a kick out to Osterhaus, a bounce pass. Should have probably been stolen. It was pretty slow there. But it still kept the hands in the Panthers, and Haverkamp sinks a three. He's hit 2 threes in this quarter alone. Haverkamp has been all over the court with 12 points in this quarter. Now back to an 18-point game. Excuse me, a 17-point game. Inside Johnson, and he is fouled before the shot goes off. But it is the fifth foul. Both teams with 5 fouls in this quarter, so it should send an eagle up to the free throw line. And it does. Dane Johnson, who's got 23 points on the game, misses his first free throw shot here. He missed his last one. Credit to the Eagles, Silver Lake, they went 10 for 10 at the charity line in the first half. Have not been quite as efficient here in the second, but Johnson sinks his second attempt. So now he is at 24 points on the game and sitting at 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Near side, pick and roll by Haverkamp, not giving the ball. Now he gets it in the corner. Driving on the baseline, gets it up to the top. Osterhaus driving side of right lane, using the backboard, gets it off. Reineke, the rebound. Reineke trying to go underhand with it, and he gets the rebound. Reineke, his fourth point of the game. This game is drawing ever the closer, a near steal. 16-point game. Can Flinty grab it? He cannot. Far side corner, 3-point shot. I don't believe it'll count. It will not. And the Panthers, well, they're making it close. It's now just a 16-point game here at 92.1 KMZA as we enter the fourth and final quarter. 8 minutes left to go. Don't go nowhere here at 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA. Right now with the ball is the Silver Lake Eagles as they were outscored 16-10 in the third quarter. Panthers now within this game by 16 points when they were once down 22 coming out of the half. It is 38-54. That's the lead here for the Eagles. Near side swing here, Dider. Dider skipping it across the court. Johnson to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Johnson. Johnson hesitates back to Whitehead. It is just currently getting swung around to top of the perimeter of the wing. Now back up to the top of the key. About 6 foot away from the top of the arc. Now swung out to the far side of the arc. Driving in, Johnson. And he is fouled on the floor. The foul count did reset, so it won't be double bonus here to start this quarter. As the first foul of the quarter against the Panthers. Throw in here, a little alley-oop set up for Johnson. Could not go in, a rebound by Haverkamp. He's quickly down the court. Jones, the drive inside, kicks it back out, and a charge! Good set up there by Grady Bergman, I think, the junior who got it, drew. 54-38. Still no one has scored here. 48 seconds into this fourth quarter. Coach Nick Evans, he's been new here in the program for the Panthers. And same here for Shannon Krueger. Both coaches putting their programs on track and getting them into the right direction and accomplishing winning seasons. Here's side corner, dump off. Dider using the backboard, and that's the best I've ever seen anyone use the backboard right there. That's great fundamental skill. The post up, firing it right off, right between the middle of the box. 20 points on the game for Dider, over 20 for Johnson. Miss from Heidemann and a rebound by Bergman. Down the court now quickly is the Eagles. Trying to go in for two, and the end one is Kaufman. And now Kaufman with 9 points on the game, a chance for 10. He had 5 points in the first half from the second quarter alone. Excuse me, first quarter alone. He was at the free throw line as well as a 3-point shot. Here he just runs it into the money bowl. It has to think about it for a little bit, and then it goes in. Kaufman now has 10 points on the game. Here with it, Haverkamp to Flenty. Flenty, he's stuck on the pivot, but he has nowhere to go. He gets it to Tally, though. Tally, he's got a room to dribble. Instead, he gets it back out to Flenty, and Flenty loses the ball. It's pick up. It's another steal here down the court quickly, and a layup finesse from Kaufman. Kaufman now 12 points on the game. Flenty, Haverkamp, back to Flenty. Back to Haverkamp, just trying to pull that half-court pick-up press here. Flenty, near side, the low of the wing, puts it inside, kicks it out. Tally, the three, off the back of the rim, and picked up by Eamon Kaufman. Another rebound for the kid who's already got 6 rebounds on the game and 12 points. Missing the shot. Eagles, Panthers make the rebound, recovering it. Heidemann with the ball. Swings it out to his left to Reinicke. Isaac Reinicke. And it's going to be a foul against the Eagles with 5:21 left to go in the fourth quarter. There, a game that is drawn ever the closer and got ever the farther apart. 23-point lead here for the Eagles, 61-38. The foul was against number 25, Eamon Kaufman, the senior. That's the third foul of the game. First foul of the quarter against the Eagles. 3 fouls in the quarter have been called against the Panthers. Flenty with it, now stuck on the right pivot foot. Gets it to Tally. Tally up at the top, getting across the halfway line. A drive in inside the arcs, trying to go for the layup shot. Could not get it to go in. Johnson down the court. A move to try to go inside. Could not get it to go in, but will go up and shoot two up at the line. That's going to be Grady Bergman. Bergman, 6'1" junior, has not had any points tonight yet. Just a rebound. And his first shot is up and out. 4:55 to go to the fourth and final quarter of this game and the night. The junior looking up for another shot, and this one rattles in. Grady Bergman with his first points of the game. His 8th point of the season as well. 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Haverkamp, Flenty on the far side, loses the ball to a foul. As the second foul of the quarter now against the Panthers. They right now sustain a 24-point lead, up 62-38. Throw in on the far side. Flenty keeping it high here. Pulling up for the 3-point shot. Haverkamp misses. Rebounding offensively is Reinicke. Reinicke is 4th rebound of the game. So back to Haverkamp. And the ball is lost out of bounds. That will be a turnover. Centralia, their highest scoring game on this season was against St. Mary's. They had 38 points. Well, they got 38 points here against the Eagles. Most points they've allowed in the game this season is currently right now 62 points against these Silver Lake Eagles. Hunter Rooks out to Johnson. Back to Rooks. Rooks with the look to his left. Pickoffin inside. Johnson trying to look off the backboard. Couldn't get it to go in. And a foul called against the Eagles. Ball will go to the Panthers. 4:03 remaining in the fourth quarter. Again, we'll be back here at Centralia next Friday for the first TDL opponent the Panthers will play against Valley Heights. Panthers will play on Tuesday, ACCHS. The Eagles on Tuesday will play Rossville and Hiawatha to end the 2024 year. Plenty. Long two misses. Bergman from inside in front of the basket gets the rebound. Three-point shot taken by Rooks. Could not get it to stick. Rebound by Johnson, though. Working in is Dieter. Dieter off the backboard. Could not get it to go in. Reinicke, his fifth rebound of the game. Reinicke down the court, shoveling it out to Haverkamp. Haverkamp to Flinty. Now back up to Haverkamp. Tries the three, misses, and it goes out of bounds. It goes to the Eagles. Still 24-point lead, 62-38, 3:19 left to go here. Dane Johnson, dominant performance here, 24 points on the game. He's averaging 25 points a game. Murray Dieter already with 20 points on the game, and he averages nearly 18 a game. 3:03 to go, just trying to run that clock out. And that possession time, Dieter at three, releases, could not get to go inside. This is released once again, this time by Rooks. He didn't make it. In fact, the ball bounced off the rim and hit the top of the backboard, and that will be a turnover. Dan Johnson is also right now at 9 rebounds unofficially on this game. To add on to his 24 points, he averages 8 rebounds a game. 2:43 left to go here. 14 fouls against the Panthers and 3 here against the Eagles. Near side, skip across to Kaufman. Kaufman up to the top. Down the near wing. Reset to Rooks. Rooks, Kaufman, the 3, and in! Kaufman with 15 points on the game and 6 rebounds. Far side, Reinicke. Reinicke on the low of the wing, driving in, laying it in, is Henry Heidemann. Henry Heidemann. Call him Henry Danger with his 8 points on this game. Far side kick out up to the top here. Down to the right of the wing. Eagles with the ball, working left to right of your dial. Dieter trying to skip it in. It's getting fought around like a pinball before being rebounded and officially picked up by Dieter. So got a couple feet inside the arc, trying for the long two. Could not hit the shot. Was Bergman and picked up for the rebound is Osterhaus. Foul against the Eagles on the down low. 25-point game, 65-40, 1:35. Let's go to the fourth quarter. The Silver Lake Eagles looking to progress to 3-0 on the season. 2-0 at home, 1-0 away now. They're also the Panthers here looking to fall to 0-3 on the season. 0-2 at home, 0-1 on the away. That will extend a 4-game losing streak that extends back to the Bishop Seabury loss at Substate last year, which they lost to 62-51 in a heartbreaker buzzer-beating shot. Haverkamp pulling up for the three. Rattles right off the money ball, but it's a quick rebound by Heidemann. Heidemann spins around, couldn't get it to go in, and it's going to be a rebound from the down low from Womack. That's his second of the game. Three-point shot taken and not made. Rooks has attempted 3 three-point shots. Has not stuck one. Down the court quickly. Reinicke couldn't make it to go in. Heidemann makes yet another rebound, but cannot finish. 52 seconds to go the fourth quarter. It's 65-40. the Eagles looking to secure their third victory of the year. Outside, knocked away, and a foul committed against the Panthers with just 40.4 seconds left to go. Again, a reminder, girls' game ended 68-58. The Panthers took the victory, ending a 28-game winning streak. Here, dominant at the Arise, and it looks like the Panthers will prepare the JV lineup to come into the game to finish it out. And that will that'll be the same case for both sides. So we got JV action in here for the last 40.4 seconds of play. A secure victory for the Silver Lake Eagles. Keegan Hamilton of the free throw line misses both shots. And another free throw or another foul will earn an opportunity up to the free throw line. Thing to say there, and that will send a Panther up to the line. Heading up for the first time tonight, Landon Beck, the freshman, earning that quick opportunity from the double bonus. First shot up, and first shot goes right on in for the freshman. Landon Beck stepping in. Going nearly 2 for 2, misses the second. seconds left to go, and then yet again, another turnover. Now the Panthers with the lead, down. The Eagles maintain this lead all four quarters, 65-41. They have it right now, 3-point shot off the rim. Picked up here from Keegan Hamilton down the court. He passes to Braylon Holiday, and he finishes in for two. Braylon Holiday, the senior from Silver Lake, gets a nice layup shot in for two. 67-41, 4 seconds left to go in the corner. Last shot, not good. The clock stops at 1.3. Centralia will have a chance to get possibly 2 or 3 more points toward the end of this game. A throw in here. Reinicke, a three, and he sends it and sails it in. Well, a decent way to end the game. Reinicke right there with a 3-point shot, the fadeaway three from the quarter, and that will end it. It will be a 23-point win for the Silver Lake Eagles. Boys, they win 67-44. We're back in a couple minutes for our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. And as well as our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers, the same thing. You've been locked in 92.1 games. You stay that way just for a couple more minutes.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Your Monday through Friday. Kyle wins.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to the final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A quick recap here of this game as we will send you quickly to the simulcast on 103.9 KNZ with Brandon Zatman. And he's calling the boys game, Detroit Trojans against the Riverside Cyclones. Again, coming up here real soon. Postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Here on 92.1 KMZA, buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at theoutdoors.com, as well as our Player of the Game segment, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit withfarmers.com, bankwithfarmers.com. I also mentioned, again, the girls' game, that final, 68-58, the Centralia Panthers winning this time. Flipping the script here, the Silver Lake boys, they win this game in dominant fashion. 67-44. Breaking it down quarter by quarter, 25-8 ending that first quarter, and then the half ending 44-22, outscoring 19-14 the Eagles did against the Panthers in the second quarter. Now that third quarter, the Panthers did outscore 16-10 against the Eagles. However, responding was the Eagles in the fourth and final quarter. They were able to outscore the Panthers 13-6. On the game, they out-rebounded the Panthers roughly about 30 rebounds to 19 to 20 rebounds. They also, the Eagles hit 4 3-point shots, as well as the Centralia Panthers hit 4 3-point shots. Talking about some of the summaries real quick, Dane Johnson, 24 points on the game, 10 rebounds, as well Brody Deiter. He had 20 points on the game, 4 rebounds unofficially. Eamon Kaufman, he had 15 points on the game, 7 rebounds. Braden Strasbaugh, he had 2 points on the game. Rosano, he had 2 points. Bergman with 1, Womack with 2. Haverkamp, he led the scoring there for the Panthers with 14 total points on the game. Heidemann, he had 8. Talley with 4. Reinicke with 7. Big time scores from around the game. Also, Tyler Jones with 4. But now we get to our player of the game again. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. It is none other than Dane Johnson. Again, finishing that double-double. Unofficially a double-double. I had about 9 to 10 rebounds. But again, he had 24 points, 10 rebounds. Absolutely dominated the game tonight. That is your player of the game. Again, the Centralia Lake boys, they go now 3-0 on the season. Their game up and coming, Rossville on Tuesday. Centralia Panthers now drop to 0-3 on the season. Their next game against ACCHS on Tuesday. For any Centralia fans out there, we'll have also broadcast on next Friday against Valley Heights on 2.1 KMZA. Again, real recap, girls, Centralia, they won 68-58. Boys, they fall to a loss. Centralia to Silver Lake here, 67-44. Now we're going to send you to the simulcast on 103.9 KNZA with Brandon Tatman as the boys Troy Trojans are taking on the Riverside Cyclones.